Hello and welcome to Starcast from Planet Waves. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, the host of Planet Waves FM and the author of the Planet Waves Horoscope and a few other things. Today's edition is for Friday, 14th, January 2021. Nope, 2022. I've so far managed to not do that on the air until now, but it is indeed 2022. And I've got some astrology news for you in a moment. First, a couple of house announcements. Let's see. There will be a new edition of Planet Waves FM on the website's homepage at planetwaves.fm. This is promised for 10 p.m. Eastern. Usually I get it up much earlier. I'm almost ready to record. I'm planning to begin right after I finish this bit. Tonight's edition will pay tribute to Michael Lang, one of the four co-founders of the Woodstock 1969 Festival. Michael died in New York City over the past weekend, and I thought it would be fitting to pull together a tribute to Michael and to the concert as part of tonight's program, a large part of tonight's program. In addition, there is a new edition of the Branching of the Road podcast. This is a program, now occasional, hopefully a little bit more frequent, that discusses A Course in Miracles. This is from my viewpoint, of course. There's not very much out there about The Course in Miracles anymore. I've been involved with this thing since 1986, and it's one of those things that informs all of my work from the deep background. And the new edition is already posted to the Planet Waves FM homepage at planetwaves.fm. Okay, with that out of the way, Mercury stationed retrograde this morning at 6:41 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. All times in this program are in Eastern Standard. So anyway, the stationary retrograde happened at 10.5 degrees of Aquarius. And the retrograde will go through February 3rd, late the night of February 3rd, 2022. The interesting thing about this Mercury retrograde is that it starts in Aquarius and it winds up in Capricorn. So Mercury, at the end of the retrograde, is going to make a series of two conjunctions to Pluto. It will make a retrograde conjunction, then it will make a direct motion conjunction after it stations direct. And so we get a Mercury retrograde that is leading to something unusually intense. You can tell that because there's going to be a conjunction between Mercury and Pluto, and that's always something deep, going on. Like, in other words, deeper than you might expect. Now, this is a theme of the times that we are in. I have pointed out a few times that Jupiter in Pisces is approaching a conjunction to Nessus in Pisces, and Nessus has a way of summing up all of the weirdness and kind of karmic consequences of things. And while it is not always a so-called bad influence, I have a feeling that what we're already seeing is going to increase in intensity, which is basically the beans being spilled on every aspect of the biggest scandal I've ever seen in corporations, government, and science combined, which has been the conduct of the world governing elite the past 2 years of creating this monumental crisis that was just completely unnecessary. And what we're seeing now, even in these very weeks, and I'll have some of this on tonight's Planet Waves FM, is that everything is coming out in the wash. There is nothing is going to be left concealed. And I'm not saying this as a member of QAnon. I'm not predicting that Queen Elizabeth is going to be led from Buckingham Palace in handcuffs. I'm saying all that I figured out in 2020 is now being revealed and confirmed yet again, sometimes for the fourth or fifth time, but now it is getting traction. It is getting widespread attention. everywhere but the place you think it might happen, which is the mainstream commercial media. But we can forget that for a while. However, eventually there has to be some bleed through to the mainstream media. And so Jupiter has a way of magnifying things. Gnesis in Pisces has a way of concealing things. Put that together, and you have a result of things that are being concealed, being illuminated, and revealed for the whole world to see. And then we have to do something very important, which is remember what we learned. So keep an eye on that. Jupiter now at 319 Pisces, creeping up on Nessus at about 13 degrees Pisces. There is a big weekend, the weekend that Mercury stations direct. Well, weekend meaning whatever you think it means, not necessarily Saturday and Sunday sometimes. Anyway, there's a big couple of days when Mercury stations direct right around Imbolc. That is to say the cross-quarter day where the sun reaches the midpoint of Aquarius, where it will soon be, beginning its trip across Aquarius, will end with that. And then 1 month later, there's an absolutely extraordinary few days coming up where the Jupiter Nessus conjunction and a whole bunch of other stuff going on all at once. Of course, I will keep you apprised of that as the situation develops. As for what we've got right now, we're in a rather wild moment. Casting the chart for this very instant, the moon is moving toward late Gemini, where it's going to make a square to the Pallas Neptune conjunction. I talked about that last week. The conjunction of Pallas and Neptune brings together all the delusion, denial, drugs, deception, and delusion, and all that of Neptune. All those D words combined with politics and law in the form of Pallas Athene in Pisces. So there's an exact conjunction, Pallas in Pisces conjunct Neptune in Pisces, and the moon is about to make a square to that. So that's stirring up the pot on that, and that's more of what we're looking at in earlier Pisces, a little bit earlier in Pisces with Jupiter conjunct Nessus brewing up over the next month and a half or so. Now, as for the immediate moment, our immediate time, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and even just looking at tonight, the moon is in Gemini and it is square Neptune and it is about to make an opposition to Mars. So that is very hot, volatile astrology. We've got an air sign combined with a fire sign. We've got the moon conjunct with opposition to Mars. So that's, kind of like controversy ready to happen. And then combine this with the kind of flammable, gaseous nature of Neptune in a conjunction to Pallas Athene. So we've got a lot going on, especially Friday night, overnight, into Saturday. Now, this is all kind of extra inflamed by the fact that we are moving toward a full moon in the sign Cancer. So that takes place on Monday, and let's get a look at when the moon enters the sign Cancer. That'll be our next little whistle stop. That's January 15. The moon enters Cancer Saturday, January 15 at 11:10:33 a.m. Eastern Time. All times are in Eastern Time. And that is the official beginning of full phase. If you're wondering what my definition of full phase is, yes, technically you might see it as a waxing gibbous moon, but once the moon is in the sign opposite the sun, and the sign where the full moon will take place, in my view, that is when full phase has begun. So full phase begins a little after 11 o'clock on Saturday morning Eastern, and we immediately get some real hot action there with the moon making an opposition to fire goddess Vesta in Capricorn, and then an opposition to Pholus in Capricorn, Pholus being the second centaur. And this is the centaur that has the sensation of the uncontrolled release. It has the sensation of the genie coming out of the bottle. That bottle can include a liquor bottle. So this is one of those times when you want to keep your drinking down to a dull roar and don't even think of having a sip of anything and then getting behind the wheel of a car. You're just asking for trouble. Things can escalate under the influence of anything making an immediate aspect to pholus. So that aspect takes place a little bit later in the day on Saturday. The moon continues on its way through the sign Cancer. And then it reaches, along with this, the moon makes a trine to Jupiter. So put this all together. Moon trine Jupiter in Pisces, moon opposite Pholus in Capricorn. I'm going to double up on my caution about, let's say, doing any alcohol out of the house or when you have to have any important conversation or so forth. The planet Pholus is a dependable cautionary guide when to back off just a little bit. And I'm not assuming you're the type who likes to drink to the bottom of the liquor closet, but these things can happen. Okay, so now let's get the chart for the actual full moon. That would be sun, rather faster planet first, moon opposite sun. The moon opposes the sun Monday, January 17 at 6:48 p.m. Eastern time. The distinction of this full moon is that first the moon makes a square to Eris. Eris is another one of those hot, chaotic influences that's very much a symbol of the zeitgeist of our times. I think Eris represents the ravaging of the human personality matrix and the soul orientation that we might have by digital technology, by digital conditions. I don't mean your phone per se. I mean full digital conditions. The fact that there's basically digital every place you look, and every man, woman, child, and bug on the planet is influenced by everyone swimming deep beneath the waves of full digital conditions. We're all like SpongeBob SquarePants living on the bottom of the ocean in all of this digital insanity. And what it is doing is taking us out of our bodies. It's taking us out of our common sense, out of our senses, all at the same time. And if you're wondering why it's possible the world has gone so insane so quickly, well, we were right at the brink of it the whole time, and we just got shoved over the edge by these, incendiary actions of a small few players who could probably fit in a meeting room, all those who made the decisions that led us to where we are today. Okay, so then the moon makes an opposition to Pluto. So when the moon makes a square to one thing and an opposition to another thing, that means that those two things to which it made aspects are themselves in aspect. So we are coming out of the Pluto-Eris square. I've talked about this many times. It lasted 2 years from January of 20 all the way out through December of 2022. 21 rather, a very long time for an aspect to last, but these are the two slowest commonly used planets. Eris with an orbit of something like 554 years, and Pluto 248 years. While all of this is happening, and that is quite an exciting full moon, the Pluto contact, which, by the way, includes a conjunction of the sun to Pluto all through the weekend. So there's some real depth going on here. This is a very exciting and unpredictable full moon. One last item. Mars is going to be conjunct. It is and will be conjunct the galactic center through all of this tuning into that homing energy, that spiritual homing signal that is the galactic center. Okay, thanks for tuning in. Remember that all of these programs are not sponsored by outside parties. We are self-sponsored, and that means that your subscriptions to Planet Waves, that is to say membership, if you go to the planetwaves.net website and click Become a Member, you'll see what we offer. And our products, if you go to the planetwaves.net website and click on Go get a reading are what we do. That is our business. So we put this out as a service. It's certainly not a skimpy service. It is a very lavish free service, but we depend upon you being our customer. So please buy something and please refer people. Get someone a gift. Do something. Help out a little. We love being here for you. All right, signing off from Kingston, New York at 2:28:38 p.m. on a chilly Friday afternoon. This is Eric Francis. Bye for now.